Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF on this Monday morning, I'm Sam Speck as we're joined in studio, as we are many, many Mondays, by USD 445. It is the Activities and Athletics Director, as well as the Assistant Principal at Field Kinley High School, Zach Johnson. Zach, thanks for so much for joining us.
Excited to be here.
Well, yes, it is a new year, 2019. With that, it's a good time to also look forward to the future. But with that, it's also time to kind of reflect of everything that went through that first semester of 2018 and kind of the last five, 6 months as well. So I think that's a good place for us to start, because you are a part of the Athletics and Activity Board there. So before we get to the meeting tonight, what's something that you guys are going to kind of go over, and what can we expect to hear from you guys tonight? Is it just a basic check-in out of your department?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, the first thing I'm going to talk about is kind of my entry plan coming into the community, being new, focusing on simply building relationships with stakeholders, identifying those key stakeholders, working well with coaches, establishing strong relationships with them. That was definitely a priority. I think also making sure that I was doing a lot of listening and learning, understanding the culture, you know, what the traditions have been, and just getting a good baseline there, and just ultimately being visible, attending all different types of events, and again, just putting a face with a name, greeting people, but ultimately just establishing those key relationships.
Yeah, I like that mission-oriented kind of mindset to it. So how was it? So is this your first 5 months in it, or is it, you know, how was it?
Yeah, it was great. This is my first 5 months being in the district. It has been great. Like I said, I've attended a lot of different activities, a lot of different athletic events. I've had some great encounters with, again, those key stakeholders, such as booster club members, head coaches, as well as administration, to try to get a good feel for our department and, you know, ways we can improve, ways we can build upon our strengths and our values and simply grow.
Yeah, and I'm new to the area as well, and I've taken away a lot from just Coffeyville in general, and then USD 445 as well in the short time that I have been here. But you know, you're working more on a deeper level with USD 445, and I think what's been your, you know, overall just kind of viewpoint of Coffeyville and USD 445 in general? I've heard nothing but great things, but it's almost like a family basis to it all throughout those buildings.
Yeah, I would say absolutely. That's 100% right. You know, just coming into the community, you know, I've been able to go home and just visit with my wife, and like the number one thing I tell her is that I just enjoy going to work every single day and working with the people I get to work with. I love the administration I get to work with. I love the coaches I get to encounter. And then more importantly, I just love the kids. We've got some great kids within the district. We've got some great student athletes that are willing to work hard and set a good example and just simply come out and compete. And, you know, like I said, every time I come home, the first thing I tell my wife is I just love my job and love being a part of the community.
Well, that's great. And that is great. So I come from, you know, quite a different culture behind. I'm from Northern Colorado in the Denver area as well. Where does your background kind of come from?
Yeah, so I'm originally from Missouri. Spent a few years in Pleasant Hope teaching and coaching, which is just 30 minutes north of Springfield. Mm-hmm. And then I spent a couple years at Neosho, which is just south of Joplin. But I've got some baseball background, both playing high school and at the collegiate level, and then coaching at the secondary level, with some also assistant coaching duties with basketball and football. But primarily my background has been in the state of Missouri. However, I did play 1 year of junior college here back in 2007. 1 year of junior college baseball.
Oh, very neat. Very neat. Mm-hmm. With that, again, you're coming in, like you had said, trying to be a listener, trying to adapt to the culture and things like that. But through the first 5 months, I think you guys probably have some ideas and maybe some improvements as well. Do you have any of those that you're bringing to the board tonight?
Yeah, we definitely want to focus on increasing our youth participation and kind of aligning our philosophy at the secondary level all the way down to those youth age kids, and simply just mastering those fundamentals and kind of getting those kids already understanding what are the principles and what are the fundamentals that our secondary coaches are teaching. We want them to be mastering those, you know, K-6. We want that consistent language. We want that consistent dialogue and that, again, just those primitive fundamentals focused at that early age. Another thing we want to really focus on is community engagement and ensuring that we have parents and that we have those key stakeholders involved with our department. We're engaging them through various ways. That's definitely something that we're wanting to do as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's no tag on my high school whatsoever, because again, it's different times, different towns as well. But the athletics, the sports, there just really wasn't any support to it, and it was kind of a bummer. You know, there really wasn't that not necessarily community outreach, but there wasn't that big of a following to it. You know, and it was kind of a bummer. You know, it made high school basketball games a little less fun. It made the school dances a little less fun. You know, so it does take those community members to kind of reach out and be a part of the experience for their kids, and maybe they don't even have kids there anymore, but they went to Field Kinley and they want to pass that experience on to young ones. So I appreciate that, trying to, you know, get out to the community as well. So part of the athletics and activities, obviously it just kind of sounds, you know, as basic as athletics and activities, but really that's not it, really even the gist of it here. So tell us a little bit more about that department and really what everything that you guys offer.
Yeah, I mean, we offer a variety of different things. I'm a true believer that expanding extracurricular activities is extremely important towards keeping kids involved in school. I think it has a big role in improving test scores. I just think that the more we can expand and offer kids different opportunities, just the more success our kids will be. But we offer a variety of different things, all the way from theater to forensics to speech and debate, band to, of course, those core athletics, football, baseball, basketball. But we want to continue to expand and grow those and reach those kids and just target those interests that kids have.
Yeah. And again, in an area of the country and even further south than us, it gets even worse. But where football basically buries everything else underneath it, it's, you know, there is a huge mass of activities and athletics, like you had mentioned, theater. And then, you know, those, first of all, those aren't very inexpensive to get. I mean, it's a lot of things that you have to set up. A lot of there's a lot of time that goes into it as well. But It's kind of a shame, and it's good that there are people out there trying to push forward all of the activities that are involved at schools, because it really isn't just football, you know. And we look at a lot of schools that are very heavily funded. It's because of football. We can't deny that, but at the same time, there is so much more to offer.
Right, and I think, you know, one big emphasis that we have as a department is we want kids involved in multiple sports or multiple athletics. We don't want kids, just centralizing themselves on one specific area, especially, you know, junior high school. We want them involved just exploring what opportunities that are available to them, because eventually those opportunities are going to go away.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned a kind of a participation initiative, and I think in today's day and age it would be even more difficult because there's phones, there's so much more other outlets of activity, so much other outlets. How do you get kids to be in part of clubs, to be a part of the theater, to be a part of football? I mean, what is that? I mean, obviously, you know, football and baseball, the easy ones, those core sports, kind of get to the athletic niche kids, but there's a lot more to it. How do you attract kids over to those?
Right. Well, to me, the number one thing is simply having the right sponsor and the right coach in the right place. We can put up great facilities, we can provide great resources, and all those are extremely important. But at the end of the day, it's the leadership that the kids are under that's really going to attract those kids and keep them engaged and involved with that particular activity or sport. So the leadership for sure is something we want to focus on. And then again, just providing the resources, making sure we have the funding or reaching out to advertising and sponsorship opportunities to maximize the resources available. I think that's something we want to do. I mean, if kids can see in other districts that, you know, they have certain resources and we are not able to offer those, well, we want to do everything we can to make sure we do offer them.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I could not agree agree with you anymore. Again, speaking with Assistant Principal of Field Kindley High School and Director of the Athletics and Activity Board, Zach Johnson, with USD 445. You had mentioned that one leader, that one teacher, that's one thing that's spoken to me a lot. And I'll start, you know, with a high school teacher. I absolutely hated history class, did not like it. And for some reason, this man made it as entertaining as could be. I passed with a B. I was so happy to be in and out of there. I thought this was going to be a class I wasn't even coming to. And instead, I spent some time. And then in college, I had an instructor that was just down my neck, you know, because he believed in me. And I didn't really realize he was encouraging me and he was going. And it took me a while to just call it swallow my pride, get through it. And now I'm working full time in the radio industry. And you're right. Sometimes it is just one individual.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. And I would have to say there was definitely at least two classes that I had at the secondary level where if it wouldn't have been for the teacher, I probably would have failed the class. Yeah. And it's just how engaging and how, you know, they, you know, sincerely cared not only for me as a student, but for me as a person, and just wanted to make sure that, you know, I was reaching my full potential, and, you know, they'd go the extra mile. So I couldn't agree more.
Yep. Again, Zach Johnson in with us here on this Monday morning from USD 445. Any final notes or anything for our listeners out there? If they've got questions, comments, concerns, where can they find you?
Yeah, you can follow our Twitter page, or you can follow us on Facebook. You're also welcome to contact the Activities Athletic Office at the high school, and be glad to reach out to you.
Great stuff. Again, Director of the Athletics and Activity Board, Zach Johnson, for USD 445. Zach, thanks so much for joining us on a Monday morning.
Thank you for having us.
This is Mighty 690 KGGF.